or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
The we is how we see the world, which is that everybody is made up of lots and lots of different personalities, fantasies, attitudes.
On September 28th at 7 p.m., check out Raising Our Voices, Taking on Bill 5, with special guests Ramon Catacquapit and local musicians Kakao and Sarah Harmer at The Spire. All are welcome to also attend the Free Indigenous Perspectives on Bill 5 event at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts on Monday, September 29th at 6:30 p.m. as well. Learn more about Taking on Bill 5 initiatives at naturesdefense.ca.
CFRC 101.9 FM is pleased to present an Airwave YGK matinee featuring live performances by Birdbone Theater, Foster Shea and Sudak, and the Oscar Evans Group. Come for an eclectic musical adventure featuring traditional Slavic sounds, folk pop, and jazz ensemble works created by local artists right here in Kingston. Join us at the Broom Factory September 28th from 1:30 to 4 p.m. for three great back-to-back performances by these wonderful local artists. Folks can come enjoy food and drink for sale in the Broom Factory's licensed cafe. Tickets are available now for $15 in advance via CFRC.ca or $20 at the door. This CFRC concert is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Good morning, Kingston. You are tuned into CFRC 101.9, and I'm Kate Bassett. You might already know me from my weekly show, I'll Try Anything Once, where I dive headfirst into the sounds and stories of a different genre every Wednesday at 4 p.m. But this is something different. This is your indie morning wake-up call. Every Monday morning, I'll be here to ease you into the week, or maybe jolt you awake, with a mix of indie gems, fresh new voices, and tracks that make Monday feel a little bit less like Monday. Think of this show as your morning coffee. Strong, smooth, and just the right amount of caffeine to get the day started. So pour yourself a cup, settle in, and let's kick off the week together, one sip and one song at a time. What I just had playing was Thinking About You by Faye Webster. My friends and I were really convinced for a long time that she was Canadian because she did have a song called Kingston, which felt like, oh, she's singing about Kingston, duh. And her record label is, I think it's called Secretly Canadian, but alas, she is not Canadian. Flop. But this has been on my past 2 week rotation pretty frequently. And then what I have up next is Blue Coop by Twin Peaks, followed by Fruits of My Labor by Lucinda Williams.
Thank you. Said now it's gone away. much sweeter. Some things never change. Time will be sweeter. I'll be so much sweeter. Now back inside your cage.
You're listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9. I'm Kate Bassett, yes, like the dog, here every Monday with Indie Gems, fresh voices, and the perfect kick to start your week. So pour yourself a cup and let's wake up together. What I just had playing was Sweeter by Mac DeMarco. This is off his new album, which was released on August 22nd, and it's called Guitar. I really like this album. Mac DeMarco's great. I feel like it's very, like, end of summer, fall energy. I'm trying to distance myself from using the word vibe, so I'm trying different things. I'm trying, you know, energy might work. I'm trying to think of other words that are, like, similar. I don't want to use vibe anymore because I think that's, like, the worst way to describe something ever. Like, oh, it's a vibe. That's dumb. That's, like, boring. Don't call it a vibe. Call it something fun. And then before that, it was Fruits of My Labor by Lucinda Williams and Blue Coop by Twin Peaks. And then what I have up next is continuing with this sort of, like, heavy instrumental, low vocals, I think is what I would call it, is I Come With Mud by Men I Trust, which, guys, I've seen live. I went to the Men I Trust concert in Toronto at History in July, I think it was. It was a fantastic concert. I did struggle a bit because the venue itself was so hot. Like, I think it's probably the hottest concert I've ever been to, because for one, it was like during one of the many heat waves we had this summer, and so it was already hot outside. And then you get inside and there's like everybody in this building like squished together, and it was like insanely hot, like insane. I was also mad because I was gonna try and get merch, and typically they don't take cash when you go and like buy merch at concerts and stuff. It's never like, oh, we take cash. So I get up, I'm in line, waiting in line, and I get to the front and they're like, oh, we're only taking cash. And I was like, right. And I just deposited the cash that I had on me. I think I had like, I don't know, $50 or something, and I deposited it into my bank account. So I couldn't even buy merch because I thought, oh, I'm going to deposit this and get merch using the cash that I had that I just put into my bank account. And instead they're like, no, you actually need cash. And I was like, right, of course. So the music was great. The concert was great. It was a flop because I didn't have cash and it was really hot. But I think that's just personal issues, not really anything to do with Men I Trust. So anyway, here is I Come With Mud by Men I Trust.
Thank you. Hey, this is Hannah from Fan Club Wallet, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Are you looking for smoking hot local singles in your area? Well, look no further. Tune in Thursdays at 11:30 for the Release Radar Rundown with great singles released by local Kingston artists, a program made possible in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and our friends at Modern City Taxi. We've got something for everyone with great music across genres made by musicians in our community. Join in the fun. Release Radar Rundown, Thursdays, 11:30 a.m. right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Freezing, but it's doubling along.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am Kate Bassett. I am here every Monday morning, 8 to 10 a.m., waking you guys up, whether it's a nice slow start or a jolt to the day, whatever your heart desires, I am here to help out. What I just had playing was Curtain by Greg Freeman. This is a new release from his new album, which I think came out around the same time as Mac DeMarco's new album. So, like, I'm going to say the last week of August. I can't remember the exact date, but it was the last week of August for sure. And then before that, it was A Better Life Since by Canadian band South Pacific. I started sort of slow, instrumental, heavy on instrumentals, low on vocals, and then we're picking it back up with some classic indie and some new stuff and super, super exciting things. What I have up next is Always with Archie Marry Me. I was at the Mansion on Saturday. Three bands performed. It was LHRK, Naked by Nine, and The Last Call. And The Last Call played Archie Marry Me, and I think it's like one of the best covers that I've heard. They absolutely killed it. All of the bands like smashed it. It was fantastic. Probably one of the best like sets and like shows that I've seen since like being legal and able to go to those shows and things like that. It was super, super awesome. I'm looking forward to Muse Mini Desk for another awesome group of performers, because I'm putting it together. I'm the one that got to pick everyone, so I know who's in the lineup. I'm going to keep it secret for now until we release it, but it's going to be exciting, so I hope everyone agrees. Anyway, I'll stop talking about my weekend. I'm sure people really, really care and want to hear about that, but I have to get along with the music. So, like I said, what I have up next is Archie Marry Me by All.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am today's host, Kate, and I am here every Monday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. What I just had playing was Joe with It's Over If you didn't know, this is Joe Keery, who famously plays Steve Harrington in Stranger Things, but more recently, at least for me, because I did watch this movie, he plays Stephen Malkmus in The Pavements. Like, I don't want to say documentary because it's not, but it's like a sort of mockumentary mixed media type movie where they have like a group of actors pretending that they're making a biopic about Pavement, and then they also have a group of people who are making a jukebox musical to Pavement's music, and then they also just have interviews with like the members of Pavement with like lot like footage from live shows and stuff like that. I loved it. I watched it. I think I talked about this before, but I watched it just over at the end of the summer. I was home alone. My friend got tickets for Oasis and didn't ask if I wanted tickets, which was a bit of a diss. And so I was so sad. I was like, I need something good to watch. And so I signed up for a free trial of Mubi. Tubi, Mubi, whatever. It was Mubi. And watched it, and I absolutely adored it. I think I gave it like 4.5 stars on Letterboxd, which, follow up the Letterboxd, I think it's Kate M. Bassett, 04. But you'll see my amazing, fantastic reviews, because I'm a total cinephile. I'm kidding. You're going to see that I watched Superman 3 times in the past like 3 months, which is embarrassing. But I highly might recommend watching the Pavements movie. I think it was super fantastic. I absolutely loved it. I think it was a good like spoof on the idea of biopics and those like movie music type things. Especially since there's been so many in the past 10 years, like it was a good twist on what has been done. I thought it was really cool. Although I think Stephen Malkmus is a bit of a is a little bit pretentious in ways. Like, I don't know. Something about him bugs me, but I did really enjoy the movie. I really enjoy Pavement anyway, so I feel like I would have liked the movie no matter what, but I highly recommend. I got like a free trial for Mubi, which was huge, and now I have to like watch a bunch of movies that they have access to before my trial runs out, but we'll see if that's gonna happen. Maybe by next week I'll have watched 5 movies, but probably not. And then what I had before that was North by Claro, and then I was talking about it earlier, it was Always with Archie Marry Me, which the band Last Call covered on Saturday at their show on The Mansion, which was super sick. And I've also seen it live because 3 years ago now, I saw Alex G and Always at Budweiser, which was a fantastic concert. I think I was annoying the living, like, whatever out of my sister because I wore my Doc Marten platforms, which, like, oh, right, like, that's the best idea. That's the best thing to wear in the pit of a concert. Right, good choices. And so by the end of it, my feet were killing me, and I was complaining, and I think my sister wanted to leave me there and never find me again. But it was still a fantastic concert. I think they're great. Our Canadian representation. And then what I have up next is Pick Up That Knife by Wednesday. This is a new release for their upcoming album, which I think comes out either Tuesday or Wednesday. Like, it's soon. It comes out super, super soon. So I'll probably be talking about that a lot for the next, like, month. Because I love Wednesday, and I love MJ Wonderman. So be prepared for me to just yap about it a lot. Anyway, I just did a lot of yapping, so I will pass it off to Wednesday with Pick Up That Knife.